The other function space we're going to use in this course is L infinity and H infinity spaces. The L infinity space, again, is a complex function space, is a boundedness space of matrix or scalar value functions. They're actually bounded on imaginary axis. Now, the norm axis is defined using the sup of the singular values on imaginary axis. And in a very special case, when the function is rational, here we denote RL infinity, it actually consists of all the functions of real rational matrices that have no poles in the on imaginary axis. A useful, or actually the most useful function space we're going to use actually is H infinity space. H infinity space is all those functions. Functions that are analytic and in L infinity. So it actually is a closer subspace of L infinity. And in the norm, H infinity norm is defined as a sup of the functions over the entire right half plane. Again, because of these properties, we can actually see that the function can be computed by just taking the sup on imaginary axis. Now, this actually follows from a kind of like a maximum modulus theorem, but we're not going to go into too detail here. Again, the real rational subspace is denoted by RH infinity that consists of all the stable rational transfer matrices. So actually, all the functions, all the transfer functions we're going to talk about in a linear system theory, for example, most of our linear system are described by some transfer matrices, and if it's rational, then all the rational transfer matrices are actually falling into space of RL infinity, and that's actually all of them. And all those stable rational transfer matrices that falling into the space of RH infinity, and that's actually the function space we're interested in this case, in this course anyway.